By the way, this is a comment about this whole thing. Is Mark was really worried about Gertenor. I mean, really worried. He didn't like the idea we kept somebody to eat babies. He was pretty sure that we were.
He kept on hearing those sounds anyway.
Right. Kept on thinking that Gertenor was making sounds.
His eyes were absolutely round, and his little lips were in a little dark.
Right, but he was convinced in the end that Gertenor wasn't there, I think.
Yeah, but he had to work it out.
TV program, and I asked Ross, what's the name of this program? He said, well, the person who gave that boy a medallion was his great-great ancestor, Marco Polo.
Great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-ancestor.
Marco Polo, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what's the name of the program?
Mark!
Beats me.
Me? That's me, me. I mean, that's me.
Ross says beats me. Beats me, beats me.
Beats me.
Want me to spank you, too?
You've never been to Christmas.
Allow me. Oh, Lamar Cubana.
That's very pretty.
And Ross are sitting in their bedroom playing with their toys this morning. And Mark said, just out of the blue, Ross, is it hard being a second grader? And Ross said, yes, but it's harder being a first. Mark said, is it hard being a first grader? And Ross said, yes, but it's harder being a second one. And then earlier this morning, Mark said to me, I know the between of dogs and cats. And I said, yeah? And he said, yeah. Dogs chase cats, but cats don't chase dogs. And I said, and is that the between? And he said, that's the difference between. So he corrected himself.
But from now on, Mark said, from now on, the daddies are going to get in the spankings. I said, that's not the way it should be in this family. And he says, uh-huh. He said, what are you saying? And he said, I'm just saying that from now on, the daddies get the spankings.
I just wanted to tell you that a dog and a puppy are between each other, and a cat and a kitten are between each other. Also, before this, he wanted to know what Titush, our old cat, was. Was she between a puppy and a dog or something like that? He couldn't get the sentence out. And so this all has something to do with the difference between that he brought up yesterday. Understand the word between. It's clear.
Mary said it's a wet, wet day. Today is November 6th. And I said, Ross said, it's not possible. And Ross said, it's not possible. And he said, Mary said, yes, too, it is possible. And he said, then Ross said, it's not possible. It's as not possible as a dog can be a friend with a mouse. I mean, as a cat can be a friend with a mouse, which is first use of a comparison for argument purposes. Actually, a simile comparison, right? To prove a point. November 6th. Ross said his grandma and grandpa are going to vote for Reagan, he said. Well, maybe they haven't been paying attention to what he did, right?
Yeah.
That's like, for example, what, Ross?
Can't really think. Reagan says that the starving people in Africa and things have to work for money. And Mondale says, why not just give the food to them.
Right. And what about war?
Yeah.
Which one wants war?
Ronald.
Ronnie wants, he says, we'll stand up to the Russians, we'll bomb them good. Do you know one time he said that he made a joke and he said, I'm sending the missiles now?
Okay. Not funny.
Not a very funny joke, was it?
A lot of people freaked out, Ronald. Yeah. A lot of rather important people.
Like
the Russians weren't very happy.
The Russians were not real pleased.
How would you like it if somebody destroyed your whole country?
How would you like it if somebody made fun of something that important?
Remember what the emperor did to Alderaan?
Uh-huh.
You think we should
this
do that?
This is how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. But there's an important problem.
What?
How to link them together.
Let's try. Stick them together like that.
But that won't work, because then they won't be.
Well, who knows the differences between Reagan and Mondale?
We do.
Okay, what are the differences?
Mondale, it says it's free lunchtime, and Reagan says you have to pay.
Mondale says you can have a free lunch?
Yeah.
And Reagan says you have to pay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there's any free lunch?
Well, it's Mondale.
Well, Ross, there are lunches at your school, aren't there?
Yeah, but they're never free. Ronald, right? Because most of the people in the school voted for Ronald Reagan in our class.
Uh-huh.
Did they?
That's why there weren't any free lunches.
Yeah, well, it serves them right, right?
Yes.
Poor little. What about the poor kids?
Same thing. No free lunches at them.
Did they vote for Ronald Reagan, the poor kids?
No way. They don't have enough money to have a car and vote.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But what about the teachers? Did the teachers vote for Ronald Reagan?
Our teacher voted for Mondale.
Oh, did she?
You know why? Because Reagan doesn't want to pay the teachers any money.
Doesn't she?
Doesn't he? No, he doesn't want to.
I talked to a teacher and she said that
teachers
were very, she felt that the teachers were firmly behind Mondale.
Yeah, no, there's no question about that. But it doesn't seem to transcend to the rest of the community.
And that's why I think this herbal one.
At the polling place today said something about, he was 4 years old, and but everyone dies someday. People are dying, everyone dies in the whole live world. And he kept this stuff up about dying and stuff. And Lee Schneeberger was sitting there and everybody was kind of,
yeah,
you know, chuckling at this kid getting morose. And then finally the kid said something like, we know somebody who, and I said, that's enough, Mark. And I shoved him over into a corner. And Ross said, hi, Bigfoot.
And put his little big foot in his
mouth. Yeah, it was a reference to his putting his big foot in his mouth. Yeah.
Hey,
talking about death around a person who recently lost someone.
Mark.
I can't put my pants up.
Mark said, Mom, how are you going to keep these things from falling and falling off? He was referring to his gloves. And, of course, that was redundant.
Here he is.
He really should have just said, how do you keep these gloves from falling off?
Bus driver!
Dish mix master, and Marty said, do you mean to take out that and that and that? It was, do you intend to take them out? The first you could, do you mean to? Never noticed. Okay, Mark, you're not helping now. Mark, you're really not helping. Mark said, I hate big chocolate bars, and I hate to eat chocolate bars, and I hate to eat candy. Ross said, what about the little ones? And he said, now the little ones I'm allergic to.
The little chocolate bars.
What's interesting is the use of now there.
Now the little chocolate bars are squished.
What does it mean now? Does it mean that you're allergic to them right now?
Yeah.
What about tomorrow? That's what now means.
It means like all the time.
It means like, hey you guys. Doesn't it mean that?
Yeah.
Now. But you have to be better than you are. If you want the privilege of
screening,
you want the privilege of screening, you have to be better boy.
Yeah, I'll be better boy.
Okay. Twist. This way. Don't push down. No, don't push down. Turn around. You get the next two.
I'll turn out.
Marky gets one.
I'll turn out.
Ross gets one, and then Daddy gets one.
I can do it all by myself.
Well, sure. Turn around. I'm watching.
Little hug, baby.
Ross, don't be nasty to him. He needs help, and he needs help to learn how to be a good child. Okay, Ross's turn now. That one's done. Okay, Ross's turn.
Why don't you use this one?
It doesn't fit in there, and don't you dare do that. Hog baby. You're going to hurt somebody, hog baby.
Oh,
turn, Ross. You don't push on it. You turn it.
What? Turn.
Sorry about dropping that.
Turn. Whoa, you pressed on it.
No,
that pushed is. On it. My turn.
Hold on.
My turn.
Okay, now this one over here.
My turn.
No, this one's Daddy's turn. He gets one. I get one, too.
Then I get my turn.
Now, well, then we plug it in and we see if
then it's... I get my turn.
Why should you?
Yeah,
we're all done. Turns are all done.
Yeah, but this
okay, turn
one
this
and
one.
That one and that.
You don't have any more screws. Screws are all finished now. Now, would you like to have your finger broken up?
No.
You could be the one boy who has his finger chewed up. Would you like that?
No.
You sure?
No. Daddy gets to eat his dinner.
What are you going
after
to
this,
do?
Daddy would like.
I'm not sure you would like.
If you touch that in there, it's moving. You see that little part in there? Mm-hmm. It would crack your hand up.
Right there.
This part.
Mark! You sure are stupid.
Yeah.
You're lucky it wasn't plugged in.
Yeah.
What did you do? I told him, don't touch that part, it'll crack your hand up. So he says, this part? Boy, you could really have lost your hand, Mark.
Yeah, Mark.
You're lucky I had it turned off. Remember the time you put your hand into the hot water, Mark?
Mm-hmm.
That was not very smart. Remember when you burned your hand in the hot water?
Mm-hmm.
You had to go to the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
I guess
I'm just smarter than he is.
We don't want you doing that again.
I guess I'm just smarter than you.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, Ron.
But once I just put it on the stove, but...
Well, I am.
I'm better at safety.
What?
I'm better at safety. Dad. Dad.
Mark.
Yes, yes.
Mark. Get out from there. Here you go. Want a beer?
Yeah, I'd love one. And what I'm wanting to is if you come over and bother me. Don't even near me. If you get near that table, I'm going to hit you. Put those up in the iron somewhere up in the standing room.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.